Okay, good morning. Thank you very much for joining and especially for learning together. Maseches Yoma. The word Yoma means the day. And that's because this is the Masechta about Yom Kippur, which is the day. That's the most special day of the year. In some holy books, it's called Yom HaKadosh, the holy day. It's the day of Lifnei Hashem Titaru. Before God, you will become pure, standing directly before Hashem. And Kivayom Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem L'Tzareschem Mikol Chatoseichem Lifnei Hashem Titaru. For before God, you will come, he will atone for you, all of your sins. And before God, you will become pure. I saw that in Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein's Chashukei Chemed, he points out that historically, the Baal HaTosfos, we don't really know, but the Baal HaTosfos were many authors. Tosfos is the commentaries on the left-hand side of the Gemara text with the unique style of comparing Gemara to Gemara, asking questions, resolving questions. And there are different different schools of Tosafists, of great rabbis in Germany and in France who were interpreting in light of the approaches of Rashi's grandchildren, the Rashbam, Rabbi Natam, the Ri, and there are different finalists who sort of collected what was in their school and put it down on the Masechta. So many Masechtos, they were the Baal HaTosfos, the Tosafos were written from Rebbe Elazar Mituch. However, on Maseches Yoma, the Tosafos here on Masechta Yoma were written by the Maharam of Rutenberg. The Maharam of Rutenberg is one of the great heroes of Jewish history. He was the teacher of the Rush. And unfortunately, he was kidnapped by the German anti-Semitic ruler where he lived in Rutenberg, and he was held for ransom, that they would not release him until the Jewish community paid a very large amount of money. And the Jewish community was very poor, they didn't have the money, but people pushed themselves and borrowed and sold and put together huge amounts of money. And when the Maharam of Rutenberg heard about this, the Maharam of Rutenberg prohibited them from doing it. He said, "You're not allowed to do it. The halacha is, in the end of Maseches Gittin, that you can't redeem a captive, Yoser Mikdei Damav, more than what his worth is, Mipnei Tikkun HaOlam. Because if we start to allow the extortionists, those who are seeking to extort a lot of money out of the Jewish people, if we allow them to do that, if we allow them to extort the Jewish nation, so then they'll take another person, and then eventually the Jews will just die of starvation, of no money. They'll be destroyed." So the Maharam of Rutenberg said, "I don't allow you to save me." And he was stuck in a dungeon, in a jail. And he died in jail. So when he was sitting there in that, you know, dark room, in that jail, in that medieval tower, he was learning Gemara. He was learning Masechta Yoma. And with the light of the candles, he was writing these Tosfos. And that's what we have here on Masechta Yoma. The Tosfos is from the Maharam of Rutenberg. And how awesomely inspiring is that? Masechta Yoma is the Masechta about Yom Kippur, about standing before Hashem, about purity, about forgiveness of all of our Averos, about Mesiras Nefesh, Jewish sacrifice, not eating, not drinking, fasting on Yom Kippur. And he, this symbol of tremendous sacrifice, sacrificing his own well-being, physical well-being, for the sake of the well-being of his beloved nation, his beloved community, sacrificing so much for Klal Yisrael, he's the one who writes the Tosfos that we have here on Masechta Yoma. All right, Zchus HaYagen Aleinu. Svasemes says in Parshas Emor, the pasuk says in Tehillim, Yamim Yivatzu V'lo Echad Behem, days will be created, but he has one of them. So the Medrash says that's a reference to Yom HaKippurim, that's God's day. So Svasemis explains that in the natural order, things fit within the week. 7 days to the week, there are 52 weeks to the year. 52 times 7 equals a total of 364. But there are really 365 days in the year. So that means that there's one day that doesn't fit into all these weeks. There's one day that doesn't fit into the 364. That's the day of Yom HaKippurim. That's the day which is not a natural day. That's the day of Lamala Min HaShemesh, above the sun, above the natural order. Hasatan in Gematria equals 364. Because within the natural order, within the physicality, there can be Satan. But Lamala Min HaShemesh, that which is above the natural order, there you don't have Satan. That which is above, that which is beyond. And that which is beyond, there we don't have Satan, we just have connection to Hashem. That's Yom HaKippurim, the Yom HaKadosh, the holy day. So now let's begin Masechta Yom after these introductions that we have the privilege of learning about Yom HaKadosh, the holy day. The Kohen Gadol used to prepare for this day. He would spend an entire week away from his family in a special chamber that was right next to the Beis HaMikdash, right next to the Azara, on the Temple Mount, in the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, studying and reviewing Parshas Achremos, preparing for all the korbanos that he's going to bring, because all the avodos of Yom HaKippurim are done by the Kohen Gadol. Teaches the Mishnah, Shivas Yamim, Kodem Yom HaKippurim, 7 days before Yom Kippur, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mibeso. We separate the Kohen Gadol away from his home, the Lishkas Parhedrin, and we put him into the Parhedrin chamber. We put him into the Parhedrin chamber. Now, Parhedrin is a Greek word. It refers to government officers. Gemara is going to explain. We put him into the chamber of Kohanim Gedolim. But the Kohanim Gedolim, unfortunately, in the Second Temple, were called government officers. Because government officers get replaced all the time. This guy's in and that guy's out. And this guy was there for a year, then he retires or resigns. They're constantly being replaced. This one is in favor, and then that one is in favor. You can't rely on them. The Kohanim Gedolim, the times of the Second Temple, were constantly being replaced. They were buying the position from the Romans. They were not deserving. Therefore, they were dying every year. They were being replaced. There was some almost 300 Kohanim Gedolim during the 420 years of Bayis Sheni. Out of that almost 300, you have 80 years it was just Yochanan Kohen Gadol. You had 40 years of Shimon HaTzadik, and you had 12 years of Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla. So most of them were just a year at a time. So it was called the Lishkas Parhedrin, the room of the officers. They take him to the Kohen Gadol room. So a whole week out of his family. Why? To prepare and to learn the halachos of Yom HaKippur. Why can't he prepare at home? Just come to the yeshiva every day. The answer is the Kohen Gadol has to be pure on Yom Kippur. At home he might be intimate with his wife. And then there would be a discharge of semen, which would make him a balkari, which would make him tameh. We don't want to take that risk. We want to purify him even from tumas meis that he might have. So a whole week away from his family. As part of the preparations, maskinen lo kohen acher tachtam. We prepare a second Kohen Gadol to be a replacement. Maybe he's going to have a discharge of keri. Maybe some other tumah might happen to him that would prevent him from entering. Maybe zav, prevent him from entering into Beis HaMikdash. Maybe a dead body he would come into contact with somehow, or a dead rodent. Anyway, so we prepare a replacement that if he can't do it, this replacement will step right in. This replacement doesn't have to leave his family. He just is studying from home. Gadol has to leave his family, has to have a whole week. Rabbi Yudon Ravida says, if we're preparing replacements, Afisha Acheres Matkinala, we prepare for him a replacement wife. Shema Tamas Ishto. Maybe his wife will die. And Shinamra, the Pasuk says that this part of the service of the Kohen Gadol is V'chiper Ba'ado U'Ba'ad Beiso. He is to atone for himself and for his bias. Beiso, Zo Ishto. Beiso refers to his wife. He has to have a wife. So we're worried the wife might drop dead. Therefore, there has to be a replacement wife. Although the sages said, "Him Cain, if you're worried that the wife might drop dead, Ein ledavar sof. There's no end. Maybe the replacement will also drop dead. And the replacement of the replacement will drop dead. So that's impossible. You can't have such crazy fears. And you can't do that. Says the Gemara. It's not us. We live in the Mishnah. Shiva siyam kodim seva sapara. 7 days before the burning of the Parah Aduma. So we know that there is a big mitzvah. We learned about it a little bit at the end of Shkalim. The mitzvah of Parah Aduma. To have a red cow that's 3 years old. Doesn't have any black hairs or white hairs. It's fully red. And it hasn't been worked. Hashalo Allah leha'ol. Nobody ever rode on it. Nobody ever used it to plow, to carry a burden, to carry a yoke. And when it's 3 years old, this perfectly red cow is taken out of Yerushalayim, actually to Har HaZeitim, to the temple, to Mount of Olives, opposite the Temple Mount, slaughtered, and then burnt together with the eight, the erez and the azov, the cedar wood and the hyssop. And the ashes are then put into a container, and they travel around the land of Israel. Anyone who's tamei meis will have mayim chayim, spring water, mixed with these ashes, sprinkled on him on day 3 and on day 7 after he became tamei meis. And that's part of the purification process. Throughout Jewish history, there were only 9 para adumos. We only had 9 paros adumos. 8 were in Bayis Sheni. 8 were in the 420 years of the second Beis Hamikdash. So, again, this is again in the second Beis Hamikdash. Would be an exciting time. Sometimes he'd have a para aduma. They'd prepare it. So, Sheva Siyam Kodem Sheva Zapara. 7 days before the burning of the Parah Aduma. This is the first mission, the third parak in Maseches Parah. Hayim afrishin korin asorfes haparah mibeiso lelushka shal pnei abira. They would take the Kohen who's going to do the service, who's going to burn the Parah Aduma. They'd take him out of his home, and they'd bring him to a special chamber, which was al pnei habira. This was a chamber on the front of the area called Bira. It's the same thing. The shofet would be this sorry. Yeah, the other one doing it. And this chamber was Safona Mizracha. It was on the northeastern side of the Temple Mount. What was the name of the chamber? Lishkas Beisavon Esanikris. It was called the chamber of the household of stone. Why? Lamanikrishma Lishkas Beisavon. Why was it called the household of the chamber of stone, the room of the household of stone? Because everything in this chamber was, all the utensils were made either out of dried excrement, stones, or wooden, or just dirt. And the reason for all these things is my taima. So these are things that cannot become tummy. So why do we take the person who's going to do the Parah Aduma and surround him with objects, have him eat out of objects that can't become tummy? The answer is, came into Tful Yom Kasher Bapara. Whenever the halacha makes a leniency, so together with the leniency, we compensate with stringencies. Because we are concerned that people might get the wrong public message. They might get the message, oh, we don't have to take things so seriously. On the one hand, one, we are relaxing on the one side, we're making it stricter on the other side. So the Torah says that the person doing the service of the Parah Aduma has to be Tahor. According to the Sadducees, who were literalists, they interpreted to mean he has to be fully Tahor. We know that when someone has a discharge of semen, he goes to the mikvah, he's not fully Tahor until the stars come out. That's called Harav Shemesh. Before the stars come out, he's only Tzvul Yom. He's partially Tahor, not fully Tahor. He's a Sheni Litzuma. So, according to the Sadducees, you need Bimurave Shamesh. You need people who the stars have come out for them. Those are the ones who can be doing the service of Parah Aduma. But the Purushim, the Pharisees, we have a tradition that that's not true. Even if someone is only partially Tahor, that's already enough to do Parah Aduma. So, came the Tzvul Yom Kasher B'Para, since somebody who's gone to the mikvah and the sun hasn't yet set is allowed to do the Parah Aduma. The Tzan, as we went in a Mishnah, also, they used to deliberately make the Kohen who's preparing the Parah Aduma tummy and then immerse him. so that he's in a status of Tful Yom, and have him do the para alohot and liban shot stukim to disprove the Sadducees. Shayomu used to say the muravayashav and shaysanases that the service of paradum was only done once the sun set, once the person's fully tahar. So the kinul rabbanan klei glalim. Therefore, the rabbis instituted for him to sit in a room with excrement, klei avanim, with stone utensils, or klei adama, and with dirt utensils. Toli kablu tuma. These are utensils that will not become tame. Kihechi, so that to lolu zalzule ba. They did this so that people not then now. So number one, they did this. They were metame him to prove the tzedukim wrong. But now that they were metame him and he's only a tful yom, he's not fully tahor, we're worried that people will be mezalzel. We're worried that people will now say, oh, you know, tamei meis can do the paraduma too. They won't take it seriously. They'll be mezalzel. They won't treat it with the respect that it needs to be treated. So therefore, we put him in a room, the rabbanim were mesakin for him, that he should only use earthen, you know, utensils from dirt or from stone or from excrement, which can't become tummy. Kichdol is alzuli bus, the people not be mezalzel, people not discount the seriousness with which purity is needed for Parah Aduma. Okay, that's why it was Lishkas Pesa Ev. Yeah, question? Yes.
Because of the tzidukim.
To disprove them.
We
are allowed Tful Yom. We hold that a Tful Yom is allowed to, but why would we deliberately use a Tful Yom? The reason why we're particularly choosing the Tful Yom is because we want to disprove the tzidukim. We want to show that they're wrong.
Can we see this anywhere else?
Yeah, we read Shalint on Shabbos to disprove the tzidukim because they said, you can't have a fire burning in your home. So we deliberately show that we could have a fire burning and we have hot food on Shabbos morning. We do a lot of things to Lahotzi miliban shel tzedukim, to show that what they're doing is wrong, it's a distortion of halacha, we're going to do differently. Now, Maishna Tzafona Mizracha, why was this chamber, the Lishkas Beis HaEvan, in the northeastern corner? The answer is, that location is a reminder about Parah Aduma. Because Parah Aduma came in the Chatasi. Parah Aduma is called a sin offering. Now, it's not literally a sin offering. A sin offering is offered in the Beis HaMikdash. This was slaughtered on Har HaZeitim. But we know Chatas, it's called Chatas. Chatas to Netzafon. Chatas we know needs to be in the north. But it says another thing about the Parah Aduma, that it has to do with the east. It's the service of the Parah Aduma is done on the Mount of Olives, El Nochach Pnei Ol Moed, facing the entrance to the temple. So the entrance was on the east. So it was on the Mount of Olives, in eastern, but it's now eastern Jerusalem. So therefore, since it has a quality of north and a quality of east, the rabbis instituted that the preparation for Parah Aduma, that week of learning the law, should be in the northeastern corner, so that he remembers, I'm preparing for Parah Aduma. So that there is a clear sign that he's aware that he's preparing for Parah Aduma, and he's preparing himself to do it in the holiest way. My bira, what is this bira? What is al pnei bira, on the front of the bira, on the face of the bira? What is the bira? So two explanations. I'm Rabbi Bar Hanan, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Makom Hayabar Abayis. It was a spot on the Temple Mount, not in the Beis HaMikdash, but on the Temple Mount. Bira Shmo is called Bira. Rish Lakish said, no, Kala Mikdash Kulo Kara Bira. The whole temple is called the Bira. So it was in the corner of the Beis HaMikdash. And as it says, HaBira Sherachinosi, the palace that I prepared for myself. All right, so we have our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that there's a week of preparing for the service of the Kohen God, for the service of Yom HaKippurim. Kohen God has to prepare for a week in the Lishkas Parhedrin. We have a similar law that the person doing the Parah Aduma prepares for a week in the room of Lishkas Beis HaEvan. So Minani Mili, where is the source for these ideas? What's the source that the Kohen needs to be away from his family for a week in preparing, and that the Kohen doing the Parah Aduma has to be away from his family for a week and preparing? Amar Reb Ben Yumi Bar Chilkia, Reb Ben Yumi, the son of Chilkia, said, Amar Reb Machsia Bar Idi, the name of Reb Machsia Bar Idi, Amar Reb Yochanan, in the name of Reb Yochanan. Last week's parsha was Parsha Shmini. Shmini means what? The eighth day of what? The eighth day of the Miluim. It was a whole week of preparing to become Kohen Gadol. Aaron HaKohen was separated from his family. El Pesach Ol Moed Lo Seitzu. The Pasuk says, Umi Pesach Ol Moed Lo Seitzu. U Pesach Ol Moed Teishvu Yomam V'Layla. At the entrance of the Ol Moed, you have to sit for day and night and don't leave there. So, and then the Pasuk says, after the 7 days, it was the eighth day, by Yom HaShmini, then Aaron was put on him the garments of the Kohen Gadol, and he had the special karbanos to bring. The Pasuk says about that experience, Kasher asa b'yom hazeh, as he did on this day, namely, having prepared for a week away from his family, Tziva Hashem la'asos, Hashem commanded to do, l'chaper aleichem, to atone for you. La'asos, to do, ele ma'asei para, that is the doing of paraduma, l'chaper, to atone, elu ma'asei yom ha'kippurim. These are the actions of Yom Kippur. So, l'chaper, to gain atonement, these are the actions of Yom HaKippurim. That is the source. So, Yom Kippur, based on the word l'chaper, and la'asos, that's the source for paraduma. They have to be like the meluim, 7 days of separation. All right, so 1 second. Bishma kulei karba paralomi tukum. He can't say the whole pasuk is only referring to paraduma, because l'chaper ksiv, it says to create atonement, and paralav baska parhi. The paraduma is not an offering that creates atonement. Hello, Ema, but why don't you say kulei karba yom kippurim ksiv? Why don't you say that the whole pasuk is only referring to Yom Kippur? The pasuk is saying 7 days to atone, and only for Yom Kippur you have to separate for 7 days. Amri, they answered in the yeshiva, yalev tziva tziva. There's a gzeira shava. The word tziva and the word tziva. Tzivach, it says over here, tziva l'Hashem la'asos. It says here about the miluim, Hashem commanded to do. Tzivach, it says over there, about paraduma, zos chukas ha-Torah. This is the law of the Torah. Asher tziva Hashem le'mor. And Hashem commanded, saying, halahalan para, just look over there, it's paraduma, afkan. So to the tziva here is referring to para. Umakan prisha, just like over here, it's saying there has to be a separation for a week. So too later in paraduma prisha there has to be a separation for a week. Ask the Gemara if the source of paraduma is tziva, and there's some gzeira shava tziva tziva. Ve'ema tziva di yom kippurim. Ve'ema tziva tziva di yom kippurim. Maybe the word tziva is also only referring to Yom Kippur, like the word l'chaper is referring to Yom Kippur. The chsiv, because it says about Yom Kippur, va'yisazos lachem l'chukas olam l'chaper b'nei Yisrael mikol chatoseichem achas bashana. Vayas kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. It says there, vayas, and he did kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. So there also it's tziva. It's the Gemara. So Yom Kippur, yeah, has the word tziva, but done in tziva, delifni asiya, we'd rather learn, or the gzeira shava of tziva, tziva would be from a tziva that's before a doing, mitziva delifni asiya, from another tziva before a doing. Vein done in tziva del achar asiya, Mitziva delifni asiya. We don't want to derive a tziva which is written after doing from a tziva that's written before doing. Right? The pasuk here was kasher asa bayom hazeh, as he did tziva Hashem la'asos. Tziva, you have tziva, and then Hashem la'asos. Hashem commanded to do. So it's tziva and then la'asos. Whereas in Yom Kippur it's vayas kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Vayas, and then there's the tziva. It's not tziva lasas. However, in paraduma, it is os lukas haTorah sher tziva Hashem. Right, this is the chuk of the Torah that Hashem commanded. Lay more, and then you have the doing. Then the lasos. Then the doing. Then the verb. Tziva, and then the verb. So Gemara says still a matziva de karbanos. Maybe we should learn the gzeira shava tziva tziva from, right, first you have the tziva in paraduma, you have the tziva that Hashem commanded, and then there's the doing of the paraduma. So why don't we learn from karbanos? The tziva also says, b'yom tzavosu es b'nei Yisrael, on the day of commanding pasuk says, "Asher tziva Hashem es Moshe b'har Sinai." That Hashem commanded Moshe on Har Sinai. B'yom tzavosus bnei Yisrael akrivas karban olhem laHashem b'midbar Sinai. So it says there also b'yom tzavosus bnei Yisrael, on the day that He commanded the Jewish people to offer their karbanos. Learn tziva from tziva and say that every kohen, before he can offer karbanos tzibur, before he can offer communal karbanos, has to separate from his family for a week to prepare. Says the Gemara, done in tziva mitziva. The gzeira shava that we'd want to use is the word tziva from the word tziva. They ain't done in tzavoso mitziva. But we don't want to derive the word tzavoso from the word tziva. Yeah, question. Well, because of the pasuk,
I understand.
Gzeira Shava.
What's that?
Because of the Gzeira Shava.
It came to learn elsewhere,
or
from something.
According to some explanations, right? This is just that the tziva tziva, it works best here. That's the most similar. That's the most similar. So that's the Gemara's next question, right? What's the difference between Tzavoso versus Tziva? This is what Rabbi Shmuel taught in the Braisa. This week's parsha about the Tzaras and houses. There's a Gzeira Shava between the phrase Vishava Kohen, and the Kohen will return, and the phrase Uva Kohen, and the Kohen will enter. Because Zoe Shiva, Zoe Bia, to return to a place and to enter a place, the same thing. So answers the Gemara, that's only true. When we don't have anything which is similar, right? Yeah. So if we know that there's a Gzeira Shava here, so we can say that the same content, Shava coin and Uboa coin, that's the Gzeira Shava. But when we have the option of two very similar words, Tziva and Tziva, then we prefer that which is most similar. Where we have that which is most similar, we derive it from that which is most similar. Lechaper. What do we learn from the words lechaper? Eile maase Yom Kippurim. That refers to the actions of Yom Kippur. There also you need a week to prepare. Says the Gemara, why don't we learn from the word lechaper, v'yema kaparta karbanos? Maybe it's just the kapara of karbanos. So the Gemara answers, miyad inan, do we know hai kohen misrami, which kohen is going to come to do a individual's karban, to boy le preach that we should require for him a week of separating before? The answer in the yeshiva, why not? Alamalo, why wouldn't we know? Ni boy le preach lekulim mishmeres besav. Let's say that the whole shift, you know that every week there was a different mishmar. The Mishmar was divided into shifts, batei avos. Let's say that the week before this Beis Av is going to have their day, the whole Beis Av has to leave their families and they have to prepare. So answer the Gemara, Dan in Davar Shekavu Alo Zman, we'd rather link and derive a thing that has a set time, Yom Kippur, the word L'chaper, Yom Kippur is a set time, a day of Kapara, Midavar Shekavu Alo Zman, something else that has a set time, the week of Miluim, and then Bayom Hashmini, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, to inaugurate the Mishkan. Lafuke Karbanos, and not to say that we're going to learn from here that Lachaper means all private Karbanos, Karbanos Chatas, the people bring, because that doesn't have a set time. The Chol Yoma Isnehu, every day you have Karbanos being brought. Says the Gemara, well, if you want to say that we're going to learn to something with a set time, Vayim Rugalim, why don't we say that the Kohanim, before they all go up to offer the karbanos of Yom Tov, they have to separate for a week. That's a set time. Sukkot, Pesach. So Gemara says again, Dan and Davar Shenoeg Pam Achas. We'd rather learn from Miluim, which is a one-time-a-year event, to something which is a one-time-a-year, Yom Kippur, B'Shana. Midavar Noeg Pam Achas B'Shana. Lafuki regalim, to exclude the festivals. Lafam achas b'shana nimnu. That's not one time a year. That's three times a year. Says the Gemara, ve'ema regal echad. And maybe it's really referring only to one holiday. So one holiday, maybe for one holiday, the Kohanim, before they go up to do the service during that holiday, they have to have a week of separation and preparation. Like the Kohanim had to have a week of separation and preparation before they became Kohanim in the Miluim. If you're going to tell me, Lo Yadzin and Haminayu, which holiday should we give them that week to? So give Svaras this way or that way. Yichag HaMatzos, maybe it's Pesach, Olu Pasach Ba'akaz HaTchila, because it's the first of the holidays. Yichag HaSukkos, maybe it's Sukkos. Olu Merubim Mitzvaso, because there's a lot of mitzvos. Says, well, I'll tell you why you can't do that. Ella, rather, because done in Prisha Shiva Yom Echad, be Prisha Shiva Yom Echad. Done in Prisha Shiva L'Shiva, be Prisha Shiva Yom Echad. The Miluim was 7 days of separating from a wife to prepare for the Yom Hashmini for one day, the final day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when Aaron finally becomes Kohen Gadol. So we will derive a 7 day separation for a one day to another place where there should be a 7 day separation for a one day. We're not going to derive 7 day preparation for one day to a place that would therefore now 7 days separation for 7 days. So maybe not. Why don't we say again that Lachaper is a reference to the holiday, not to Yom Kippur, to a holiday. I say, but in the Miluim it was 7 days for one day. The holiday is going to be 7 days for 7 days. No, Ve'ema Shmini, maybe it's a reference to Shmini Atzeres. You have to have 7 days of separation to prepare for Shmini Atzeres, the Prisha Shivli Yom Echad. That would again be a separation of 7 days for one day. The Prisha Shivli Yom Echad, that would be a separation of 7 days for one day. Answer the Gemara, no. Done in Davar Shein Kedusha Lefanav, Mi Davar Shein Kedusha Lefanav. We derive something that doesn't have a holiness before it. Right, done in Davar Shein Kedusha Lefanav, we derive separating before Yom Kippur. The days before Yom Kippur aren't holy. Mi Davar Shein Kedusha Lefanav. The days before the Shemini Lemiluim weren't holy. We're not going to derive Shmini Atzeres, which is the day that has holy days before it, Midavar from Shmini Miluim, Shein Kedusha Lefanav, where there was no holiness beforehand. Says the Gemara of Lav Kavah Chomer, but isn't it simply logic? Hashta Davar Shein Kedusha Lefanav, by Prisha. Now something which doesn't have holiness before it, you need to separate before. Davar Shiyesh Kedusha Lefanav, something which does have holiness before it, Lokol Shkein, certainly. Avram Rav Masharshi, answered, Lo Hazek Siv, doesn't it say in the Pasuk the word Hazeh? Kasher Asa Bayom Hazeh, Siv Hashem Lasas L'chaper Aleichem. Therefore it has to be Kazeh, exactly like this. 7 days for a one day. So 7 days of Miluim for Yom Hashmini. Just like, and therefore 7 days of Prisha for Yom HaKippurim, like this day, and not like Shmini Atzeres, which has holy days beforehand. So Shmini Atzeres, which has holy days beforehand, does not have this law of preparing for 7 days before. Rav Ashi gave a different answer. Not that there's a pasuk excluding Shmini Atzeres from a Prisha, but the reason why logic wouldn't tell you that you have to have a Prisha before Shmini Atzeres is because Mi'ika Midi, it wouldn't make sense. Is there such a thing? Di'ika Regel, Loboy Prisha, the main holiday, Sukkis. You don't have to separate 7 days before that to prepare to do that service. Tafel Di Day, the appendage of it, yeah, it has holy days beforehand, but it's just an appendage. It's just the ending. Boy Prisha, that's going to need separation. So you say, 1 second, why is it a separate, why is it an appendage? It's its own holiday. It's not really its own holiday. Even the view that says that the eighth day is its own holiday. That's only regards to six matters of law. So pious, there was a separate lottery to choose who would get to do the karbanos of Shmini Atzeres. It gets its own shechianu, zman. It has its own name, Shmini Atzeres, regel. It has its own carbon. The carbon is not part of the continuum of the carbonos musaf of Sukkos. And it gets its own song with its own theme. Shir of the Levim. And finally, there's a special bracha that's said on Shmini Atzeres, where they give a bracha to the king. They would bless the king. But if you didn't bring your karbanos of sukkahs, you need to make them up. So you're supposed to bring them on the first day. You can make them up on Chol HaMoed, or you can make them up on Shmini Atzeres, Tashlumin Derishonu. You can make up the first day. So you see that in regards to karbanos, it's really only secondary, and just sort of like the makeup day for the first day. It's part of sukkahs. So it doesn't make sense that you're preparing for the makeup day, but you wouldn't prepare for the primary day. So that's not, as we went to the Mishnah. If a person didn't bring his carbon chagig on the first day of Sukkot, he can bring it throughout the holiday, as well as on Shmini Atzeres. So you see that Shmini Atzeres is just an appendage of Sukkot. Therefore, it can't be that the pasuk that's saying prepare for 7 days is referring to Shmini Atzeres. Even logic is not that you prepare for 7 days for Shmini Atzeres, and rather you prepare for 7 days for Yom HaKippurim, just like they prepared for 7 days for the Shmini Lemiluah.